Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Vox Pop, and I do mean that. Welcome back. WMC's live afternoon call-in talk show, and I'm Alan Chartok. We're discussing current events today, and there's no shortage of headlines to talk about. First, the Irish vote to legalize gay marriage. We talked about that on the roundtable this morning. Extraordinary turnout. Extraordinary. All groups of Irish society voting in the politics, voting for legalizing gay marriage. No small feat, given the country's history with conservative Catholicism. Second, it's a madhouse in Houston, Texas, according to the city's emergency management authorities. Texas and Oklahoma have been ravaged by severe storms and flooding over the weekend, with more possible. And third, the New York Post headline today, you're 45% more likely to be murdered in de Blasio's Manhattan. Now, of course, we're not talking about huge numbers, number one, and we are talking about the New York Post, who doesn't seem to like de Blasio very much. Still, murder rate is up, and as I have said many times, if the murder rate goes up, you got a one-term mayor. 1-800-323-9262. What do you make of all these headlines, I say? Give us a call, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Think about the way in which the gay marriage thing turned around in Ireland. You know, a few years ago, homosexuality, sodomy, it was all illegal. You could be incredibly punished. Nobody could use a condom. Divorce was illegal. And now you have a group of young people. Now, that's interesting because in this country, young people are what turn around the gay issues in here. And they have no time for it. They just think it's so crazy. Let's see. We can talk now to Doris in Cherry Valley. Who wants to talk about Bernie? Go ahead, Doris.
Just wanted to know whether or not you were going to be broadcasting the 5 o'clock entrance Bernie Sanders is putting on.
Well, I am sure that it'll be not on National Public Radio. They cover the national news, and I'm sure they'll do it. As you know, Doris, nobody has spoken more to Bernie Sanders than we have. And, you know, he's an extraordinary man. You know, he is widely counted out as a potential, you know, vote getter versus Hillary. But he's going to get a lot of votes. You know, there are a lot of people who just don't like Hillary they don't like.
Well, I like Hillary, but I like having competition in the primary.
Well, who are you going to vote for?
I don't know yet. It's a little early.
Well, do you have any instincts about right now about this? Well, anyway, I'm glad Bernie's in it. I really am. I think it's wonderful. Doris, thanks for the call. Thanks for reminding us about Bernie. You can be sure you're going to hear major interviews with him as time goes on. Okay. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yes. And our Pat Bradley, by the way, so you'll know, is in Burlington to cover the Sanders entrance into the race. And as you know, there's no better reporter than Pat Bradley. Covers the North Country and Vermont for us in a way that, you know, you are not going to find anywhere else. She's extraordinary. So let's go to Elizabeth in Clifton Park. Elizabeth, you're on.
Hi, Alan. I missed the roundtable this morning, so
right.
I didn't hear your discussion. Yeah. But I am Catholic.
Yep.
And I just think that this vote in Ireland shows that people want a separation between church and state.
Yeah.
And the Catholic Church was so powerful in Ireland, and Irish people suffered through so much abuse, unfortunately, in the hands of the church, that I just think this shows that when people are really given a separation of church and state, you can see that they want it. And I think that was part of the reason that vote was so overwhelming.
I recently read that Ireland, for 50 years more, has been a theocracy. What do you think of that?
I agree. You know, the young women who, you know, had out-of-wedlock children and were sent off to the laundries and really imprisoned, and their babies taken away from them, And I mean, the Irish people suffered an awful lot of abuse under the church, which is so unfortunate because the Catholic Church does have a lot of good.
Oh, absolutely, but yeah.
It's, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah.
It always comes back to that.
Elizabeth, loved your call. Thank you so much for making it. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. We'll go to Joanne. Oh, we won't either. Joanne has left us, I believe. Let's see. Joanne, are you there? No, she's not. Okay, Joanne was not there. We'll go to Chad in Amherst. We're talking current events today. Okay, Chad, you're on.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I'm sorry I'm not on the three topics you mentioned, but I have heard quite a bit over the radio, over your station, about ways to deal with the, quote, corruption, unquote.
Do you come from Queens?
No.
Okay, because you have a you sound a little like Andrew.
Well,
are you sure you're not Andrew?
I have a Boston accent. No, I'm not Andrew.
Okay, go ahead,
but,
Chad.
You know, I've always heard and been where they have what I call citizen legislators. It's people who have a full-time job and work around and about and do the politics, you know, whatever office they've been elected for. As not a job, but a public service. They don't need that for the income. They're civically motivated. And I'm wondering why that hasn't come up as a solution. They're saying that the New Yorkers should disclose all their income and they can't get any outside income and so on, which really raises the taxes and it creates this thing we call the ruling class. I think it's a great idea if we have, you know, our politicians who have learned to negotiate instead of stonewall from being amongst the rest of us.
Yeah, but Chad, how do you get there? In other words, we all agree with you. It sounds so platitudinous, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, we all agree with you. We'd rather that they were doing it because it was the right thing.
Don't they have some set up that way in different states?
No, you know, some of them pay, a lot of them pay them less than we do. But, you know, there's New York has a history of this stuff. It comes with entitlement to sort of do this kind of thing. Yeah, you set up a law practice. And, you know, it's not in one party or the other. You set up a law practice. People come to you. They give you money for your campaign. They all want something back for it. It's not only them. It's the enablers who are basically us.
Isn't it in the Midwest or somewhere where they say where they have this more the way it goes? I mean,
yeah, but it's a different kind of thing. You go to an Iowa where the districts are drawn by an outside commission, right?
Right.
You know, which is great. But when Cuomo made a move to do that, and then he said, well, forget it, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to insist on it. You see the way everybody plays with everybody else. And one of the other things about this, Chad, that's so interesting, is the only way it seems to be getting cleaned up is because Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney, has decided that he's going to do it. See, there's just too much cooperation between the various branches and everybody else in state government. When Cuomo disgracefully dismissed the Moreland Act Commission, you'll remember that. He did it, you know, he said he did it because of Shelley and the other guys, and they were making him do it. But believe me, he didn't have to do that. You know, he was getting money from the same real estate interests they were getting money from.
So one way you're saying is to have somebody who is already in there to stand up and...
Well, not in there, but Chad, not in there. The reason we have federalism is we have a level of state government, and then we have the federal government. And it seems that it's the federal government that is stepping in right now, and that's why Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney, is so important.
The broken pieces can't fix the brokenness. It's got to be from
that's
somewhere else.
That's a great way of putting it,
Chad. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We're going to take a couple of seconds break. We'll be right back. Now's a good time to call.
Support comes from Northshire Bookstore, Saratoga Springs, hosting David McCullough, presenting The Wright Brothers, Tuesday, June 2nd at 7 p.m., northshire.com. Capital Wine at State and Lark in the heart of Albany, offering local and international wines, tastings, Fridays 6 to 9, capitalwinestore.com. Seagull Music Colony, Scroon Lake, New York, celebrating 100 years bringing music to the North Country in 2015. With performances and events June 20th through August 16th, seagullcolony.org for schedule. Valley Home Improvement, designing and building kitchens, bathrooms, interiors, and additions throughout the Pioneer Valley. Love your home, valleyhomeimprovement.com. Curtis Lumber, working to support their communities through their Pet Connection sponsorship and by providing professional services and supplies to owners and contractors. CurtisLumber.com. And Albany Realty Group, a local woman-owned real estate company since 2003, educating and counseling sellers and buyers throughout the real estate transaction. AlbanyRealtyGroup.com.
And we are back, thanks to Zachary. Ladies and gentlemen, it's current events day. You name it, we're talking about it. We have one person on the phone. That means there are four phones available to you. You call now, you get in. No waiting, no griping. 1-800-348-2551. And let's go to James in Hudson. Okay, James, you're on. What's your current event?
Hi, I would just want to say Ireland is a much more liberal country than most people would think.
Yep.
Because a lot of the population is very young, and I almost moved there almost 20 years ago, and they had an openly gay senator who did ads for the telephone company. So imagine 20 years back if Barney Frank was doing ads for the telephone company in America. And it's a very liberal country. Most of the people are very young, and it's very forward thinking. Unfortunately, they got a lot of money, in a short time, and that's what people make mistakes with money. But it's great. It's a great country, and people are very, very forward thinking. And so it's not the stodgy old church ridden thing that it used to be.
Except that James, one of the things that I found so interesting was, and we love Roselle and I love Ireland too. One of the things that I found so interesting about the place was that there were, the older folks voted in large numbers for this amendment. I mean, that's incredible to me that we would see. I can understand the young people. The same thing happened in this country, but it also extended to the old.
They're smart people.
They are. And I also was also interested in your comment that, people make mistakes with money. Ireland was doing very well.
Well, they
and then they sort of got wiped out, right?
Yeah. But that's when I almost moved there, but then you couldn't afford to live there, and now you can't. Then there's no money. So, but
it's interesting.
It's a brilliant country, and they'll figure it out. But once again, I'm just going to be a little bit proud here. Say the Irish are leading the way.
1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. So, James, did you live in Ireland? Whoops, I think we lost James. 1-800-348-2551. Your chances of getting in right now are 100%. Do you want to hear your voice on the radio? This would be a great time. You could call your mother or your brother, your father, and say, listen up, I'm going to be on the radio. I'm going to be talking about current events. Remember when you were in the fifth grade it was current events time. It was my favorite thing because we got six newspapers a day in the house. And now, you read the newspaper, you knew a little something about things. And it was really, really a great time to talk about current events. 1-800-348-2551. In fact, just the name current events turns the hair up on my arms. The idea that this wonderful thing that we used to do. It wasn't math, wasn't science, it was current events. And just the whole concept of current events is, fantastic. Now, you want to be on, you want to talk to us, you want your friends to hear you, fine. 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Stacy in Clifton Park. Stacy, you got something to say?
Yes, hi. No, I just wanted to comment that my uncle lives in Ireland,
right.
And, the St. Patrick's Day parades in Dublin and Cork for decades have allowed gay groups to march,
uh-huh.
But here in the United States they have not, so I always had a problem when people said, you know, that the Irish were homophobic or whatever, because I'm like, not in Ireland, they're not.
Well, that's interesting. What do you think explains the fact that there does seem to be this homophobia in the St. Patrick's Day parade in the States, but not in Ireland itself? You know, we've been there on St. Patrick's Day, and of course the revelries are quite extraordinary. We were told the Irish don't do it the same way, but boy, there was hellish going on. So
yes.
So that was interesting. So what do you think the differences are? Why here and not there?
Unfortunately, I think sometimes, and I think that the Irish American groups, the Ancient Order, the Hibernians, etc. I mean, they're wonderful groups. But I think that the old leadership in those groups, you know, really kind of glommed on to the Catholic aspects of the group. Whereas in Ireland, you know, I've been to Mass in Ireland. I'm a Catholic, and I've never, you know, I don't think that the pulpit is used the same way. So I just kind of felt that. It was worth noting that I think Ireland has been much more socially progressive for decades than they're kind of given credit for. And the other thing is, which I find wonderful, they tend to decide things by referendum. And, of course, it's a small country, but I think if we decided things by referendum more in this country, we'd see some similar results sometimes.
Well, Stacy, thanks for the wonderful call. Appreciate it very much.
Okay,
let's go to Mike in Saratoga. Mike, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Shartok. How are you today? I apologize. I missed a little part of the beginning of the show, so I don't know if you covered this already, but I want to ask, in your expert opinion, what Bernie Sanders can do to make himself, you know, what could he do to become president?
Well, traditionally what he would do would be run towards the middle. He ain't going to do that. I know Bernie Sanders, and I know him very well. And he's an old friend, and I've had him on the air a million times, maybe hundreds of times. But he's a guy who does what he thinks is right. He's always said that.
Right.
You know, he was a socialist. He runs for the city council. He loses. He tries again. He wins. He runs for mayor of Burlington. He wins. He runs for Congress, and he wins incredibly. And then he runs for the United States Senate, and he wins. And he's a hero in Vermont. You know, you just say the word Bernie. You don't have to say Sanders. Everybody knows who Bernie is. So I just think the fact that he's putting himself up there for whatever reason, and I think it's all good, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and I like his consistency. He's not somebody who I feel has wavered, and he's got my backing, so I hope his message gets out and he really grows like wildfire across anyone who's interested in a new voice.
Well, you know, I think the interesting thing is who is not running. So he becomes the left-of-center standard-bearer. And there will be a lot of votes for him, a lot of votes. So... you know, it'll be interesting when you get out to the breadbasket. I don't know, but it'll be a lot of votes here.
I think Warren should wait another election cycle.
Well, I think she thinks that. She okay. thinks that too. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, bye bye.
1-800-348-2551. We got an email. My heritage is mostly Irish, and I'm proud of this new vote. They have no separation of church and state, and I feel horrible for the students being taught faith as fact. It is fundamentally dishonest to teach children what is not evidentially true and evidentially untrue. The separation of church and state is gradually slipping away in this country as well. Freedom of religion includes, in capital letters, includes freedom from religion, and as an atheist, you can adopt whole public office and so on in America. 1-800-348-2551. Now we're cooking with gas. All the phones are ringing. We'll try to keep everybody going. Okay, Con in Sheffield, go.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
I'd like to piggyback on the last couple of callers. I got a text from my son in New York Saturday saying that this would be an even better time to be proud of our heritage than the day Kennedy was elected. He also said the Irish, in their wisdom, have banished the church from the bedroom and even the schools. And I texted back, if we could only do that here, to the Republican Party.
Well, interestingly, though, Con, don't you think that it's fascinating how even the clergy is running because of this thing and are saying things like, well, you know, basically, we haven't gotten it. I think it's an extraordinary event. I thank you.
I do, too. And can't be more thrilled for my ancestry.
I'm with you, Con. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye. Let's go to Ed in Hillsdale. Ed, go.
Hello. A comment on this broken window policing
in
New York. It seems like the most people assume that when that policy was started, the crime rate went down.
Right.
And it's sort of taken for granted. But I've read several places over the years that the crime rate went down in cities that did not have this policy at the same time, which seems to indicate that something else was going on.
What do you think that was?
I don't really know. I think maybe just changing times, the age. I really don't know. But I know studies have been made of this.
Yeah, no, this so studies have been made of everything.
Well, no, I mean studies that have been accepted by many academics.
Yeah, and those that are not.
Well, if you have 10 cities and 5 adopted this and the crime rate went down and the other 5 did not adopt this and the crime rate also went down.
Yeah.
You know, that's
well, the other point here is that the crime rate is not necessarily going down in New York City, Ed.
What
I'm telling you is the murder rate is going up, but not the crime rate.
Right. I don't remember the distinction. Yeah. They made the distinction.
Well, that is
crime.
That is a distinction. Hey, Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Mark in Clifton Park. Mark, you're on.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hi. I'm concerned about the United States' continued use of military force in the Middle East. When are we going to learn that that is not the answer? I feel that no matter what, if anyone's coming into my country, I'm going to do what I can to protect myself, whether it be peaceful means or violent means, no matter what your approach is. But by refusing to talk to people, the United States alienates people and just destroys their country.
Well, the question is, why are we using the military force in the Middle East? I mean, certainly you know enough about me to know that that's where I'm coming from, too. I think it's crazy because it'll be never ending. Is it for the oil? Is it because we protect our friends like the Saudis? What is it that makes the United States use that military force? So you come on and you say quite correctly, well, I'm against it. But I think the next level of analysis becomes very important.
Yes. And one of my arguments, or one argument I've heard before, and I agree with it, is that a lot of times, you know, a country founded on trying to control much of what's around it through conquest and force, I mean, that's among our, unwritten sort of founding principles that we do that. And I think that we're going to be a very paranoid country no matter what, and they're going to want to control everything around you.
No, I get it, Mark. There are economic reasons, there are political reasons, and those are what you have to work on. Thank you for calling, Mark. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Jill in Waterford. Okay, Jill, you're on.
Hi. I have a question regarding something that I honestly don't know, regarding the referendum in Ireland.
Yep.
I remember when they had a referendum, I think it was California, where they voted not to have gay marriage, and then it got overturned by the court.
Right, that's right.
My question is there any possibility that this could happen in Ireland, that
no.
the court would overturn
There's it? No way that's going to happen in Ireland. This was such an overwhelming victory that any court, any political body would have to be out of their minds to try to turn this over. If it was won or lost by 2 votes or 3 votes, but you got a president, by the way, who's a progressive or was a progressive. You have a legislature that is solidly behind this. No, I don't see any chance of that happening at all. I may have to eat my words, but no, I don't think so.
Right. How was it? Very close in California, and that's why they were able to overturn it?
Well, I think it's a whole different, ethic. At the time. Now, remember, times change. Just look at how fast it took for the whole gay marriage thing in this country, which was seen as forbidden by everybody, all of a sudden to turn around. Why? Again, because the younger people weren't buying it, because nobody understood why people who were in love didn't have a right to marry. And, 2 years later, the whole thing turns over. Now, we're waiting for the Supreme Court of the United States to rule on this. You know that, Jill. And we're going to see whether or not, whether they're going to go along with it. But if they do, and I expect that they might, and I think the Irish experience may have helped, to tell you the truth, then I think what you're going to find is that gay marriage is a done deal for the whole country.
That would be very nice.
Thanks, Jill. Appreciate
Thanks
you.
Very much.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. There is, of course, a free phone for you right now. We've got two people on the line. We've got three free phones. It's current events day. What's your current event? Okay, let's go to Marjorie in Saugerties. Marjorie, you're on.
Hi,
Hello.
Alan.
Hello. Hi, Marjorie.
Hello. Hi. I'd like your thoughts on how concerned Andrew Cuomo should be with the arrests of Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelos as far as being investigated for his personal involvement in corruption.
Well, you know, I think that is a terrific question, and it has a lot of antecedents to it, as you know, Marjorie. Coming into office, his big thing was that he was going to clean up Albany. Remember that? So he's going to clean up Albany. And he promised that the one thing he would not allow was for these characters to draw their own districts. Now, we all know that basically his father, who I knew very well, as you know, and he both like Republicans in office. That way they don't have to take the heat because the Republicans are the ones who say no. Right. So so he sets up this Moreland Act commission and he does all these other it's a technical word for schlugana things which are supposed to be cleaning up things, but really weren't. And then he takes the Moreland Act commission, which he set up in order to do corruption, and he starts sending in plays. We don't want this one, the real estate board, or we don't want this or that brought into this. This has all been in the newspapers. I'm not making this stuff up. And it's gone. Into all of this comes Preparar, the U.S. attorney. He's furious. And he says, I'm taking over from where that Moreland Act group was. And he starts to go after people. And what does he go after him for? Conflict of interest. Okay. Now, we do know that Andrew Cuomo's people were called before Barrera and his group. We know that. Whether a sitting governor of New York is going to be, grand juried and arrested because he had close ties with the real estate industry, which he does, in the same way that, Dean Skelos and Sheldon Silver are, that, you know, if I'm Andrew, I'm a little bit concerned about the way that has all gone. What do you think?
I think he should be quite concerned because I think that when he disbanded the Moreland Commission, he did so. I think that he instituted the Moreland Commission as a political move to make it seem that he was doing something. And when they actually started to find things,
stuff,
and they traded him, and I don't think that three men in a room, two of whom are corrupt, would sit in a room with somebody who isn't.
Marjorie, for some reason we've lost you. I appreciate it. I think you've had some very interesting thoughts here. Thank you. Let's go to Noel in Pottown in Poughkeepsie. Noel, you're on.
Hi. Good afternoon, Alan. How are you?
So far, so good. Don't ruin
it. That's a beautiful thing. I know that's right. Hey, look, just giving a call here as a curious and dissenting voice, particularly with the issue over in Ireland.
Right.
Now, I've been to Ireland. I was in Ireland for a course of about 3 years, had a wonderful time, went up and down Ireland. Some of the friendliest people I've found are in Ireland. Now, my issue with regard to the gay marriage, it seems like if you take a dissenting position, then right away, whether it be in America or just in the whole debate in general, you are basically labeled as a homophobic, backward thinking and non-progressive. So I'm hoping you can kind of give me some illumination here and just explain to me what it is that I could be missing, because I just don't understand. One, I'm for equal rights. I'm for equal protection as an American citizen. However, I don't understand how we can condone behavior. People are free to do as they will, but legitimize it as it's acceptable, and somehow anybody who takes a different position is almost immoral.
Well, fair enough. Let me just take a moment and then say we have to take a break. But I have to say that there are those of us, I'm one of them, who believe if two loving people want to marry, why not? And I think that's what the Irish people were saying, basically. It wasn't that we approved two men or two women, being in love or making love.
Right.
I think that what they were saying was, why is it my business? We even had the Pope saying it about things. Why is it my business? And I think the fact that the Pope said that, by the way, was extraordinarily helpful to this Irish vote. You asked for my opinion about why, but that's my opinion. I mean, I think if it were counterproductive, I think if for some reason people, you know, who were allowed to marry and would hurt the society, but that's a judgment call. Your judgment may be different than others.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, we kind of, particularly we use, this is a loaded word, love. You know, because I can say Genghis Khan loved to hear, you know, his victims, you know, squeal. But, you know, love is almost relative, and it comes down to the individual.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Well, you love your wife.
So we're talking about love, sacrificial love. I understand that. The welfare of the other person. I don't necessarily give my child free course if I really love that child. If I see that child going in a way that's harmful. I remember Martin Luther King had quoted a just law versus an unjust law. And he basically concluded that a just law was anything that uplifts humanity that squared with the moral code
of
God.
Okay, fair enough. But let me ask you this. Oh, boy, am I getting a look from the engineer here, Zach.
All right, you
got to
go to your commercial.
It's not a commercial. We never have commercials here. We have underwriting, as you know.
It's semantics. Go right ahead.
No, I'm really glad you called. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Support comes from Hudson Valley Goldsmith, New Paltz, specializing in custom-designed fine jewelry made with conflict-free diamonds and recycled gold. Vintage jewelry and the work of over 20 artists. Custom work in an open studio, hudsonvalleygoldsmith.com. Great Camp Sagamore, a national historic landmark at Racket Lake in the Adirondacks. Open for accommodations, tours, and events. Since 1897, greatcampsagamore.org. SPAC, presenting the Mormon Tabernacle Choir's 360-member ensemble and 68-person orchestra, performing one night, Monday, June 29th. SPAC.org for events and tickets. Neptune's Harvest, organic fertilizers from nutrient-rich ingredients, including fish, seaweed, and crab shell, from the North Atlantic Ocean. Available in bulk for farms and retail sizes for home gardening. NeptunesHarvest.com. Upstate Divorce Mediation, specializing in helping couples who are seeking a legal separation or divorce. Offices in Albany, Saratoga, and Catskill. UpstateDivorceMediation.com. And Fulton County Tourism in the Southern Adirondack Park. Fishing on their 44 lakes, camping, hiking, biking, boating, and events. 44 lakes, 44 choices. 44lakes.com.
And we are back, and you are lucky. There are four people on the phone. There's one free line open, and I want to talk to you about current events. We'll go to Gene in Kingston. Okay, Gene, bring it on.
Hi. The last caller kind of blew my mind, but anyway, I wanted to say that it's not just the youth that have changed for gay rights. It's that the AIDS crisis brought lesbians and gay men together, and the death of Matthew Shepard motivated people to say, stop killing us. And the main thing, I think, was that people started coming out. And before that, everyone was hidden. And once you knew someone in your family or your friends.
Yep.
And that was in, I guess, the late 80s or early 90s, probably mid-80s even. But I thought that all really kind of set the tone for people to stop saying that, you know, homosexuality was, you know, a bad thing. And even Stonewall, people saying, stop shaking us down, you know, and closing our bars. So I just wanted to bring up history a little
and
bit.
And well, you have, Gene, and I appreciate it very much. And I certainly agree with a great deal of it. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, let's go to Erie. Is it Erie?
Yeah, it's Erie.
Okay. What do you got?
I just wanted to comment on the political race for the president. I just want to say that I think Hillary Clinton will win if the Republicans do not put out a woman. That's all I want to say.
And what's the who's the woman that they have? Miss Farina? I mean, who do you think will they have possibly to run?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I just think that if they don't put out a woman there, I think they're not going to have much of a chance.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much for your call.
Yep. 1-800-348-2551.
1-800-348-2551. Three free phones. Now, that's a lot. Let's go to Peter in Saratoga. Peter, you're on.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
This goes under the Bernie heading.
Yep, Bernie.
I'm just wondering, you know him so well. I'm a big fan. I've actually personally met him one time, which was a great experience for me. But as I understand him, and you understand him much better, it seems to me like it's, you know, what you see is what you get. He really sticks by his issues. But isn't that, and I'm worried for him, and this is where my question comes in. How does he stick to his guns without being selling out or without aligning himself with these special interest groups that seemingly absolutely run the, you know, bids nationally and the bids presidentially?
Well, the question is, does he not do it? Now, my
right.
feel, knowing this guy and knowing how he has won, that's why we went through this litany of all the things that he won. One of the reasons I did that was to show you that he doesn't give up on his ideas or his ideals. He sticks to his guns and he's saying, hey, you know, this is leadership. I'm doing this because someone has to do it. So I'm doing it. I don't think you have to worry about Bernie giving up his positions. I'll tell you right now.
Can it be done?
No.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. If you mean how can it be done, if you mean can he be president, probably not. But you never know. Who thought he'd be U.S. Senator? Let's go to Ellie in Amsterdam. Ellie, go.
Hello. Every time I hear a discussion about anything, I say to myself, judge not, lest you be judged.
Yep.
And I came home and looked up in a concordance that I happen to have here because my parents were Bible scholars.
Hmm.
And I found out it's Matthew something,
mm-hmm.
Matthew 7 something, but I don't have it in mind.
Well, we believe you.
I think it's the answer to so many things. If one religion wouldn't say, that religion is bad, or all kinds of things that people might say, I say judge not.
But of course, Ellie, we have a pope who is basically living that right now.
I think I was going to mention his name.
Sure.
And I said to myself, St. Francis, and then I said, no, I mean Pope Francis.
Yeah. Well, I think we're seeing a great man right now. I can tell you that much. And
this would be wonderful.
Yeah. Ellie, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay, and we'll go to Nancy in Albany. Nancy, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Yep.
I wanted to talk about the gay marriage debate. I think what people are missing is that there's a legal aspect to this. So if there's a gay couple for wills and for medical issues, and that's probably just as important as two people who are in love and want to get married. I think that's a very big issue and something that we should appreciate and allow people to have those rights.
Well, I certainly agree with that. Thank you very much, Ellie. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's go to Nancy. Did we just do Nancy? Who did we just do? Oh, yeah, no, I think we just did Nancy. Huh. I think we have a little problem. And while we're waiting, I just wanted to remind everybody, you know how this works. We can't have this radio station without you. Now, nobody ever told anybody how to put how much money to put in. If you have a couple of dollars, if you have $5, if you got $5,000, you go to WAMC.org and you put some money in the lockbox. And it's just WAMC.org. You'll see the lockbox right up there. You click on it. We are considerably away from where we need to be to get that extra $17,500. In fact, we need $71,523, and we need it before Monday morning at 6 o'clock. So I'm asking that everybody do something right now. Okay, let's go to Charles. No, Charles seems to be gone. Charles hung up. 1-800-348-2551. You know what, folks? It's almost never on this program that you see nobody calling. And every one of those phones lies fallow. There is not a hint of a light on any of them. And I'm looking at them and I'm exploring it in a most doubtful fashion. Because here we are in the United States of America, where I have said it 1,000 times, you can't have a democracy unless you have information. And here's WAMC, which gives you a chance. I mean, we heard somebody who was opposed to gay marriage. We heard somebody who was for gay marriage. You know, that's what the Vox Pop, the people's program, is all about. 1-800-348-2551. Phones are lighting up now, but our wonderful Susie Chekai, who is answering your phones, only has one mouth and two hands, and she's there. Zach, her wonderful friend, who is the chief engineer as we're here now, is looking at his papers and deciding what happens. Well, now all five phones are lit up. Let's go to Kathleen in Johnstown. Kathleen, you're on. Kathleen. Hello. Hello. Kathleen, you're
yes.
on. You're
oh,
on.
Oh, here I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, I think it's great that Bernie Sanders will run for president.
Right.
And he has a great chance of making it because I think people are so sick of the dynasties that we now have.
Uh-huh.
And also, the best combination I could think, which would take it all, would be Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Her as his vice president, we get her in training. And that's my feeling about it, and I think that both of them could work well together.
You know, Kathleen, I understand where you're coming from. Believe me, I do. However, she said no, and she would have been, in my opinion, the more popular of the two. So she said
no. But
that
could be for president. Why not make her vice president?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I don't think that's going to happen. And also, you know, what happens is you're talking about a very left of center ticket, and you mm-hmm. say that they could win it all. But this country is not left of center, as you know.
Oh, it's getting there, though.
Okay, Kathleen.
Okay,
appreciate it very much. Yeah,
okay,
bye.
Bye.
Okay, we got Sean in Northampton. Sean, you're on.
Yeah, Alan, thank you for taking my call. My question is about in Texas, that these individual counties are voting to have no fracking rules in their territory, yet Texas as a whole is passing this law to prevent the no fracking laws from coming on the books. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, Sean, you got a Republican legislature, which is why they kicked out all the Democrats who were in. They came in and they immediately reconfigured all the congressional districts, and everybody was out on the yes, 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 who was Democratic. But the same thing goes there. I mean, they're not going to put up with towns and villages like in New York or Massachusetts, which say nothing doing. They're going to just say
Republican. Isn't that the Republican line? Like, stay out of our bedroom. Stay out of our. You know, our local areas let us decide things for ourselves.
1-800-348-2551. Sean, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's go to Chuck in Hudson. Chuck in Hudson, you're on.
How you doing?
Hey, go.
First time I listened to your show.
Is that right?
I don't know if this is any interest
sure.
what's going on, but I was looking at the New York Post today.
Yep.
And I saw that B.B. King was poisoned.
No. You saw that there were accusations that B.B. King was poisoned. You didn't see that he was poisoned. Right? There's a big difference.
I didn't read the whole thing.
Yeah, no, there's a big difference between somebody saying my uncle was poisoned or whatever it was, as opposed to, you know, as opposed to the fact that that's been proven. It hasn't, obviously. Anything's possible, Chuck, but, you know, he's a great man, but he was not a kid and he had advanced diabetes. So it's possible, but you don't know. I certainly think if we knew, it would be a different kind of headline and it wouldn't be in the New York POST.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, I hope he wasn't poisoned.
Yeah, well, so do I. Thanks, Chuck.
I met him.
No, that's great.
I met him in Woodstock.
That's great. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. Yep. Let's go to Lee in Waterville. Lee in Waterville, you're on.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to comment about the floods in Texas. I think it's truly ironic that the state that keeps electing leaders who deny climate change, first of all, gets walloped with an unprecedented many months long drought, and ends that drought with unprecedented amounts of rain that cannot penetrate the dry cracked earth from the drought, and Texas is getting hammered. And I just hope that this opens the voters' eyes, the people's eyes in Texas, that yes, climate change is real. It's resulting in extreme weather. And there's going to be floods, there's going to be droughts and rising seas if people don't do something about it.
You know, Lee, we saw the same thing when Jonah was sent to Nineveh. Go look it up in the Bible. good stuff, Lee. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Let's go to Casey in Rexford. Casey, you're on.
Hi, Alan. I was struck by what happened after you were talking about the lockbox and that the phones, none of the phones were lit up. And it really struck me the consequences of doing nothing. And I was really concerned that that if people do not act and fill that lockbox with money, that our beloved station can really go down the drain. And the consequences of doing nothing in our society are just as real, whether it's WAMC or climate change or voting. Doing nothing does not mean that nothing will happen. Doing nothing is a decision. Doing nothing has consequences that are very real and very, very powerful. And I want our audience today to just take that with them and to think about that, that when you think about doing nothing, it means that you are making a decision. If doing nothing means that you do not contribute to WAMC, it means doing nothing means that you have made a decision that WAMC shouldn't continue.
Casey, I've always respected you. I've always loved what you had to say, but today is really special. Thank you for making this call. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to... I'm afraid we're out of time, my friends. So Rocco in Burlington, who wanted to talk about Bernie, and Peter in Wappingers Falls, who wanted to talk about pro-gay marriage in Ireland. I am so sorry, but we are out of time and out of town. So we're just out of time. I want to thank everyone who called in, apologize to the few who are left on the line. Support for the Vox Pop comes from Shannon Rose Design, Saratoga Springs, New York, working to help companies and organizations express their identities through corporate branding, web design and development, and graphic design for almost three decades. ShannonRose.com and Saratoga Chamber Players. Saratoga Chamber Players, bringing musicians together from Europe, Asia, Canada, and the U.S. since 1987, with a concert June 14th at 3 p.m. in the United Methodist Church, SaratogaChamberPlayers.org, and the Washington County Tourism announcing Cambridge Valley Balloon Festival, June 6th through June 8th, featuring hot air balloon launches, carnival, fireworks, food artisans, and more. WashingtonNewYorkCounty.com. And the 1850 House Inn and Tavern. The 1850 House and Tavern, Rosendale, New York, a neighborhood tavern with waterfront deck and porch on Main Street, microbrew beers, local spirits, and pizza from their clay oven. The 1850house.com. Thanks again for joining us. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by the wonderful Susie Chekai. Our producer is the equally wonderful Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Alan Shartok. Stay tuned now, everybody, for a news update.